You know how much I love to play with my beavers.
Oh God, I can't leave that in. I gotta cut that out. I can't leave that.
As long as people know it's Timberborn, it's a post-apocalyptic beaver.
Okay, maybe I can leave that in. We play too many games, okay?
All the games.
The innuendos are strong with this one.
World of Warcraft community is the best community ever. It is so good.
You're on how much it's helped solidify friendships, you know, like...
The third faction is truly the most important, because we all have a say in it.
Shut up.
That was you. That wasn't me that time.
Okay, so we feed off one another is what you're saying.
Yeah, you kind of set them up and I just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's, yeah. There's the pitch.
Oh! And home run.
Hello and welcome to the Third Faction Podcast. Founded by World of Warcraft players, we've expanded our community to Final Fantasy XIV and many other games to become the Good People in Gaming Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Miss Lister. And tonight, it's the ever fabulous RP Govan with me.
Fabulous.
Oh, wonderful. You are so fabulous. Yeah.
Crimping my hair, getting ready for this. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Yeah, you are fabulous. You have done amazing things, and I thank you very much for all of them, including the opening of the show that is probably a train wreck, but we're going to leave it alone.
Sometimes you got to wreck the train.
Yeah, sometimes you got to crash and burn before you can really get going here. And I'm sure, you know, nobody complains. That's what I think is really funny. Nobody complains.
They like it.
Maybe they do. Maybe
deep
I don't
down,
know.
Deep down, they know they deserve it.
they just love being tortured by us, right?
Like, oh my.
Yes. Yeah.
Slap me with that innuendo. Slap me hard.
Everybody loves a little innuendo. I mean, yeah.
Something like that. Is it innuendo if it's just blatant?
I don't think.
I don't. At what level does it stop being innuendo?
We're blatant.
Yeah.
Just the way it works.
Hey, we're not sly.
No. Well, we can be, but not today.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. It's Vault Day. It's
Vault
Day. Hey, let's run a mythic to start the next weekday.
Hey, yeah. Let's start doing some hardcore, eh?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you freaking conned me into that one.
I know.
I had a perfectly good hardcore tune, but no, we're gonna be over on Skull Rock.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because I grew up watching Fraggle Rock, and then Skull Rock. You know, He-Man. Oh, I have the power
by the power of Grayskull. Yes, that's
yeah.
So yeah, you've conned me into. Let's see, what we've gotten this past week. We went back and played Final Fantasy.
Just.
Got some of that going because I gotta get through this stuff.
You gotta get caught up, woman.
I gotta get caught up. I went and I played Plunderstorm. Is that what it is? Plunderstorm.
Yeah, you were actually pretty good at it. I was impressed.
It's not that good at it.
You finish in the top five. I'm not that good at it. Top five finish is good at it.
That's just because I'm sneaky.
That's good at it. That's like, you know.
Sly like that.
There's a different ways to play the game. If you finish in the top 5 out of 60, you're doing it right.
Okay. So. I was just being sneaky. I was just trying to be sly as all get out. And it's like, I'm just going to hide and we won't have a problem. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
It worked. I mean, people were chasing you and you successfully avoided them. I mean, you did good.
Yeah,
I
still have no idea what I'm doing.
Not dying.
Not dying. Yeah, that was.
That's the goal.
Totally true.
Yeah, keep it
and
simple.
At the end, I was actually kind of enjoying it. You know, I really, really, I kind of gave it a really hard run last time we did our show. I was like, yeah. Plunderstorm, that sucks. It's like,
you followed my lead.
Like, I was I was very impressionable.
Yes.
I let you guys form my opinion for me, which is not usually the way it works.
Yeah.
And I just decided the other night, since we were goofing off, that I didn't feel like doing anything else when I was streaming. It's like, I'm just going to do Plunderstorm.
Yeah. And you did good and enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was not horrible.
Yeah.
I could only do it for about an hour, though. And that's, I think I did it like for an hour and 20 minutes. That was about all I could take, though.
Yeah. Well, it was also late, so.
Well, yeah, but it gets to be a bit stressful. And I think if I'd have stayed at it any longer, though, I might have just drug it out that much further.
You would have started hating it more.
Yeah,
and more.
And I want to still like it. I mean, I know it's not going to last forever here. But, yeah. Cool, you know? I was going to look up, it's like, we were talking about, it's like, what are the rewards for plunder or something? I don't know, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Toys, pets.
Yeah, exactly. Toys and pets. Because I really wanted the parrot, is my thought. But you got to get your renown to like 20 to get the royal sea feather. He's just a standard macaw looking thing. If you want the Jolly Roger, you got to get to 39, and he's the macaw with the freaking hat.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a sort of underwater mount. Oh, a silver tide stallion. It's basically a big silver freaking seahorse. And how often do we actually need something that's an underwater mount anymore? Like, never.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do better, Blizzard. Do better. It's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's some cute little pets. Clamorock is really cute. I mean, I think Lorelei in the guild would agree that's pretty darn cute. There's some cute stuff in it, but I think that they could probably be something a little better, a little more. I want something more. I mean, at 24, you got a little tiny Pepe.
Yeah.
He looks dressed as like a plunder lord. It's like a tiny triclone or something like that. It's cute, but I don't know. Will I do it a little bit more before it's gone? Probably. Am I going to worry about it? Oh my God, I got to do it? No.
Yeah, I did it the first day, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on that note, we're going to not talk about Plunderstorm anymore, because...
Well, so there was like a mode in what is it called? Give me a second here. I gotta find it. The Division. There was a mode in the Division where you would go in there and you'd have no gear and you'd have to build up your gear, but you know, you could do it as a PvE thing. So if Plunderstorm was a pure PvE thing, I'd enjoy it. But this is PvP. I don't like PvP. I don't like being ganked by people. It's, you know, that is not fun to me. So.
Yeah. I gotta say, it's not like our standard PvP, which is kind of cool. I mean, yeah, it's Fortnite for WoW.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, it's WoW's version of Fortnite. It's kind of like when we started getting pets. Oh, look, Pokemon for WoW. That's basically what it was.
They try and deny it, but, you know, we know.
We know.
We know what's up.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got things to... We've got Season 4 of the Dungeon Level Squish is coming up.
Yep, Season 4... They're going to completely redo Mythic Pluses. Some people are going to like it more, kind of.
Are we going to like it is the question? Because that's all we do right now is run Mythics. I mean, I like running our Mythics. I think it's great.
You'll like some of it more because I don't think you like the time crunch.
And sometimes it depends. It's when we first start doing like the next level up, it's a little hairy.
Yeah.
But like with anything, we do it enough and pretty soon it's like, yeah, I got this. We're good.
I think it's like through, you know, Mythic 5 will be no time limit. And Mythic 5 will be the equivalent of a Mythic 15.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's the kind of squish that's going on. Heroic would be the equivalent of a Mythic 0.
So Mythic 10 is going to be closer to a 20?
Correct.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I think we can do it, though. We've been really good. I mean, I don't think I've run a 20 yet. No, definitely not. I have not run a 20. I think we did an 18, but I haven't done a 20.
Yeah, you've done a few 18s.
Yeah, and they were painful, but, you know, as we did them, we got better.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be, yeah, as always, group specific and, you know, what makeup we can make and, you know, the level of strength within the group, and we'll just push like we did this time.
So I'm trying to figure out, they were saying something about the affixes, that they're going to slot in at like 2, 5, and 10. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Right now we're starting out, and it's like affixes start at what, 10?
Well, no, you get the first one right at the start, which is fortified or tyrannical. Then the first real affix starts at like 5 or 6, I think. And then the second one starts at 14.
Yeah, I was trying to remember, because we've done some where we've done low levels with some people to get them, you know, gear and get them ramped up.
Yeah, we only have to deal with one.
So, yeah, it's like, it's not horrible, but tonight was not fun.
Tonight was fine.
Well,
bursting's an easy one as long as people are paying attention.
Bursting does suck as a caster. I mean, I'm constantly having to move. Entangling
is what makes you have to move. Bursting is just, if you kill something, it puts a dot on you. If you kill something else before that dot falls off, you now have two of the dots and it refreshes. So that's why when we got up to set, you know, if you slowly kill one after another to like 2 seconds of the bursting ticks, and then you refresh it to the, you know, 5 seconds, and then 2 seconds tick, and then you refresh it again. If you keep doing that, people are going to die. And we got up to a 7, and that's, you know, that's where I was like, stop DPS, because that was too long. Ainsley's going to run out of mana, and people are going to die.
I'm using freaking cookies. I'm trying to take the pressure off poor Ains, because, you know, she's a super little healer. Best pocket healer ever. However, she doesn't need to heal us that much, so let's give her a little break.
The rule number one of bursting, people are going to die. Get over it. People are going to die.
All right, that makes me feel a little better. Yeah, you're going to die, so, you know, just accept that.
If I pulled small enough so people didn't die,
takes forever.
We want to be timing keys, so.
Right. And we had, +2 that one tonight, so that wasn't horrible.
Yep. +2 to 16, so.
Yeah. Not bad. I was just doing a little looking here, because it says Dragonflight Season 4 Mythic plus affixes. The slot in at 2, 5, and 10. And they're talking at 2, it's Tyrannical and Fortified. Level 5, Entangling Afflicted. Volcanic, Stormy. And then at 10, we've got Spiteful, Raging, Bursting, Bolstering, and Sanguine. So we know what we're going to be dealing with. Oh, joy.
Yeah, they're all fine. They're fun.
It's fine. You know, you're a good little leader, so we get through it. I was going to check it out. There's, you know, Keystone Master. There's a cute little ground mount. And I'm going to say this again, Blizz, we do not want ground mounts anymore.
Yeah.
We're flying. We don't care about the ground mounts. I truly don't. Make everything fly. One way or the other, make it fly.
We can fly. This little guy's, we can fly.
Right. Cute little Armadon or whatever the heck. Yeah. Okay. Make it fly. Okay. If Appa can fly in the last Airbender, these suckers can fly too.
There you go.
So there we go. That's it. That's it.
If every mount in Final Fantasy 14 can fly, including a fucking bed, figure it out.
Right? Stupid mages got a flying carpet. So there you go. So yeah, I got to get some of these. We got to get some 20s run here so we can. You and Ainsley have the little portals, which I am so jealous of.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet reward in my world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to get everyone, like, we pugged quite a few of those. everyone in the group has to be pushing like 120k DPS to time those. So, yeah, we need to, especially with time running short, gotta optimize and maximize and push, push, push.
And I know we will. We'll be fine. It's fine.
Fine.
It's fine. We're loving it. We've got, oh, Tum Tum Wiggle.
Tum Tum Wiggle?
Yeah. Tum Tum Wiggle. Our normal Tumlo.
Iwopo.
Iwopo, yeah. That's
J-Bob.
J-Bob. We had J-Bob last time. I think we had Iwopo last time, too. But did we have Tum Tum Wiggle? I'm not sure. I don't remember for sure.
Tum Tum Wiggle, from what I understand, he actually doesn't care for Mythic Pluses. As he doesn't like the timed aspect of it.
Ah, but he did us a favor.
Yeah, he's ran with us quite a few times lately.
Yeah, he has. I admire that. I think he just likes the company sometimes, you know? We're those people.
When you're hanging out with good people, and you are good people, it makes life, you know, easier, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, today's the 9th? Oh my gosh, it's already the 9th of April. What the heck? Yeah.
Season 4 is what, the 28th?
23rd. That's what I was just figuring out. It's like, there is not a lot of time here.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Right around the corner.
And next Thursday, I leave for Cali for the weekend, so I won't be there for that weekend.
Ooh, California.
Not for fun.
Not for fun. For work?
Nope, not for work.
Oh. Yeah, but it's not fun. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we accept that.
Even work would be fun.
I don't have any desire to visit California. I'm sorry anybody who lives there. Maybe let me rephrase that. I don't have any desire to visit the big cities. I don't care. I want to visit like the smaller areas. I want to go to the little towns with the little beaches that are more mom and poppy. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how people tend to make all the places worse.
Yeah. Less people, better. Just what I'm going to go for. Considering the summer, making a trip to Alaska, I'm already kind of laying the groundwork for that. So, Mrs. Mack, if you happen to be listening, I'm working on it, girl. I'm working on it. We're trying to figure. It's like now we're thinking about actually driving it.
Driving to Alaska?
Yeah.
Gross.
Well,
you have to drive through Canada.
Well, and that's, I do believe that's the way we would take. I think we would drive up and across Canada. And well, I don't know if that's the best idea.
There's no other way to drive there. You have to go through Canada.
Well, yes, you have to go through Canada, but you can go, you know, the southern route across the U.S. and then over and cut up, you know, through Seattle, Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Part of me says, let's rent a camper. Okay, but there's two thoughts on this. My hubs seems to think that when he retires, which isn't that far away, he wants to have a camper and just travel all over, or I like one of these camper vans. And what better way to see if you're really going to like it than to rent one of those bad boys and drive to Alaska in it? Because if you can do that, then you can survive in it down in the States. That's my thought. I'm thinking he's not going to like it that well. And that'll be the end of it. And I won't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I think driving through driving a motorhome out of the city is going to be a lot easier than driving it through a populated area.
Well, right. I mean, Canada's not that populated. Let's get that out there.
So, he's gonna like it because you're giving him, you know, a softball.
Yeah,
so you should give him a heart, be like, okay, well, let's fly to New York and drive through New York City in one of these, and then you'll squash that dream.
Well, here's the thing about that. He knows darn good and well I don't have any desire to go to New York City either, okay?
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, I don't care. Our idea is maybe drive up around the Great Lakes.
Yeah. You
know, that kind of thing. Hey, let's just drive to, I don't know, Ohio.
Oh, there you go.
I've got a few friends hanging out there. It's like, I would do that. We've got family out in Maryland. I would drive out there
Drive to Kentucky.
Yeah, we go to Bourbon Country, and we could just crash in the van instead of having to worry about getting an Uber. It's, you know, there is a logic to this, but we'll see. I just don't think that one of these camper van things, like these funky Mercedes ones, is going to be big enough. The man is a, you understand this. You are like, what, 6'4"? 6'3", somewhere,
yeah,
in there?
6'3"-ish, yeah.
Okay. So anytime you would try to put you in a bed in any of these situations, you're dangling your feet off the edge. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, yeah. That's where the feet belong.
Off the edge of the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, well, short girl doesn't do that.
You gotta think, it's, you know, you plop your feet off the edge of the bed, you pull the covers up over them, so it lets a lot of extra heat, you know, exhaust out from...
I got it. Ventilation. That's what you're going for here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm following you. See, and I'm thinking it's like you and I in the same room would be like me being next to the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that. What's it like? You know, if I was to put a little camera on my husband's head and have him look down at me, would it be like one of those things where the little girl goes uppy? would that be what it looked like?
It's... So
Ainsley's not very big either, but she's taller than me.
So it's not unnatural because it's what we've seen our whole life. So
People from that angle?
Yeah. It's so for a tall person like me at 6'2", 6'3", if I walk up to someone who's taller than me, even just by an inch, that freaks me out. Because it's like, wow, you're tall. I'm not used to looking in this. So, like, if you walked up to someone shorter than you, you're like, holy shit, this is a new perspective, right? Just to, you know, how tall are you? 5'1"?
I'm like 5'2", 5'3", right in there. Yeah, I'm shrinking every day.
So, I mean, your neck is used to looking up. So, for me, looking up is scary. And I've had to do it a few times. It's just like...
Whoa, huh? Because you're not used to that. There's not people around that are taller than you very often.
Exactly.
I don't
go to NBA games, so I'm, you know, that rules out those.
Yep. I have got...
those giants.
Yeah, I've got a gentleman at my school. I swear to God, he has to be like 6'8".
Yeah,
and it's always hilarious when I walk beside him in the hallway. How do you do? I feel like very micro.
Just, you know, PSA, if you know a tall person, they are not your step stool.
Oh, yes.
Don't always just assume that you can just ask them to get things down, because have they ever asked you to get something off the bottom shelf? No. So, you know, it's not fair. We're not your step stool.
So can I be, like, totally honest here with this whole height thing?
Yeah.
With you tall people, the easiest place for us short people to hide things? Down below.
Is the bottom shelf? Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're never going to look there.
It's a pain to get down there.
Right. So you are not going to look there. So if I want to hide anything.
Mess.
Well, there's just things that I can hide Christmas presents at my husband's knee level because he's never going to look there.
Yeah. Unless you know, somebody's not around and we got to get something from the
kennel. Oh, that never happens. They just ask me where it's at. Never. All right, so we've gone across that now, and we've decided.
So what's the difference between a cabinet and a cupboard? Is a cabinet the one on the ground, and the cupboard's the one up on the wall?
They're all cabinets in my world. I mean, but there's a pantry and there's a cabinet. I call the pantry something different than a cabinet.
Well, the pantry is like a full length, like from top to bottom.
Top to bottom, right. Some people have a, quote, walk-in pantry.
Yeah.
Kind of
jealous of that. It's like a walk-in closet.
Yeah, got one of those too, but I don't have a walk-in pantry. Whatever.
I want to get a walk-in tub.
What?
Look, sometimes at work you'd be sitting there and you're watching Price is Right, and then they always come out with those walk-in tubs for the elderly, and you're like, I'm not elderly, but I still want one.
That still sounds like a really good idea.
Open the door, sit down, run the water, be like, ah. Put some jets in there. I'd be happy.
A jettered walk-in tub. That doesn't sound bad. I'm not going to argue with you on that one. That does not sound horrible. So anyway, I digress. We've wandered off the path here quite heartily.
We went to the good path where we belong.
Yeah. You have adjusted and renewed your stream.
Yes. So, which
you've got a new schedule.
Which you're going to take another break because of the trip to Cali, but
yeah.
Well, you know, it's not even just the stream schedule. It's also the not 24/7 WoW schedule anymore. WoW is becoming too over. The problem is I can sink my teeth completely into one MMORPG and stay there, but then I don't get to play the other one. And I play one for Ainsley and I play one for me. You know, if you do too much for someone else, you start to resent that person. Kidding. But no, I just too much time in WoW, and I didn't get to play Final Fantasy 14, which is a phenomenal game. And, you know, I grew up on Final Fantasy. I never played a single Warcraft game. You know, 1, 2, or 3. The World of Warcraft was the only Warcraft game I've ever played. Whereas Final Fantasy, I've played Final Fantasy 4, Final Fantasy 6, Final Fantasy 7, Final Fantasy 10, Final Fantasy 10 Part 2, you know. So, yeah. Final Fantasy 14 is... there's a lot more nostalgia and fun in it for me than WoW.
Well, and I am enjoying it just because it's... one, it's a beautiful game. We've talked about this. This is not anything new. I just... it's like I need a break from WoW every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's where I go. I have a lot of other games. I have a lot of other games. I mean, I've played Palia. We've played Borderlands 2. We've played... I have a whole list of just one-player games, too, that I'll go and hide in.
Speaking of Borderlands 2...
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow's Whatever Wednesday.
Yeah, it is Whatever Wednesday.
When you listen to this... 3 days ago was Whatever Wednesday.
No, because if I get my Heidi in gear, maybe we can get this out and you'll know, hey, maybe yesterday was Whatever Wednesday.
Well, that for our Patreons.
But what I'm saying is people can look you up and go, okay, on Sunday and Monday, we're going to be doing Mythic Pluses. That's for Ainsley.
Yes.
He loves them.
Tuesday... well, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is WoW.
Yeah.
It'll be Mythic Plus. There may be some dailies. But if I'm not doing a Mythic Plus lately, it's been hardcore.
Yeah, and I have a hardcore too now because you conned me.
And we need to get Bricko to come play with us too. Because he loves hardcore. But I think he's been doing the sod.
He is, and I really wish he would give me a Brick. Give me a jingle, because I really need you to come back and give us an update on the sod, because there's another season coming.
Jingle, not tingle.
Tangle.
Tingle.
Dangle? Dangle. Call me, will ya? Call me.
You better call me.
So, anyway, that's where we're at as I'm sitting here rolling through.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Yeah. So yeah. So, what'd you find?
I was just looking through some of my old notes, and I'm trying to remember who said this. That I never use the cookie. Sometimes death beats the cookie.
Oh. I actually hardly ever use the cookie. That may have been me who said that. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. You drop cookies, and it's like, well, you know, as a tank, I have so many self heals, and for some reason, you know, the healer is hyper focused on me, so.
Yes.
That makes my life easier.
Yeah, well, that's because you have a wonderful healer that actually cares whether you're staying alive or not.
Pro tip for anyone starting new, and you're not sure how you want to do it, and you're afraid of, you know, messing up mechanics and stuff. As a tank, you can actually mess up mechanics and still get healed.
If you've got your own pocket healer.
They're not going to let you die.
Yeah, the last thing they want to do is that.
If you occasionally stand in, you know, you can't mess up every mechanic, but the occasional mechanic, if you mess it up, you're still going to get the heals.
Yep, they're still going to heal you. Good Lord.
Hey.
It's true.
You know, I'm not a perfect player. I make mistakes and just, but like I said, you know, the self heals within the paladin rotation is insane already, but then, yeah.
I agree with that because I have been playing, don't tell anybody this now. Oh, wait, we're telling everybody, aren't we?
Yeah. Oops, too late.
I've been playing my Horde Paladin. I've been over there toying with that, and she is almost 70 now. I know we don't need her, but I really enjoy her. Paladins are fun. Everybody, you know, gripes about prop pallies, but I love my little prop pally.
I don't know anybody who gripes about prop pallies. Not at least this expansion.
There are so many different self-heals going on when you're... I mean, does it take me a while to kill something? Hell yes. It does. It takes a while.
Well, most of the self-heals, they auto-trigger, too. It's not even you have to cast them.
You are an automatic self-healing pally. I don't need no stinking healer. It's great.
Love it. You know, I've shown that in a few of the Mythic Pluses we'll do. Like, especially... The one where it seems to happen the most is Blackrook Hold, when people are dying to the archers who are doing their, you know, jumping away and doing their auto shot.
Hurt those.
Or whatever it is.
They hurt.
Like, you guys will all die, and you'll be running back, and I'll just be sitting there anchoring.
Counting on them.
Waiting for you guys to get back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's nice. It makes life easier.
Yes, it does.
I've always liked dark. I almost said Dark Knight. What is it? Death Knight?
Death Knights, yes.
Yeah, Death Knights. I've always liked Death Knight and Demon Hunter, but yeah. The Paladin's up at level and I'm having fun with it, so.
Demon Hunter fan. Never have been. Can't do it. Don't want to know.
Demon Hunter is... It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of mobility that, you know, the Paladin doesn't have. And it's got a fun, you know... A whole fun rotation to it and a lot of cool thing. Like you can throw down a sigil that will actually grip everything to it, which is another thing about, you know, like Gorfing's Grasp on the Death Knight, where you can just grip everything. I'm a big fan of crowd control, being able to control all the mobs. And with the Paladin, you have some of that. You know, you've got your Avenger's Shield that you can throw, and you've got Divine Toll, which will, you know, hit a bunch of people and do a lot of silences. But you also have that, you know, with the Death Knight and with the Demon Hunter. I haven't played Warrior or Druid Tank in a while, so I can't attest to that. But I've seen the other two.
I mean, Warriors used to be tough as nails.
Well,
they still are.
Yeah, if you get a warrior who knows what they're doing, they're still fine, they're still viable, you know.
And fun. I still have a Death Knight out there too, so it's like, I know. I guess I settled into a comfort zone, and I should have expanded my horizons a little farther because I do have at least three other tunes that I like. When I say I play a warlock, always a warlock, it's just a comfort zone thing. It doesn't mean that they're all. I mean, those are definitely better than warlocks. There are warlocks that will argue that, but it's different. Same, but different. How's that?
Same. Should reach out to Fafford, see what he's doing tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he wanted to do Borderlands, didn't he?
Well, he wanted to do Wonderlands. So
Wonderlands with Tina.
If he's available tomorrow night, depending on what time.
We'll send him a note. Just drop him a Discord line and see if he's working. I know that he hasn't been feeling all that great. We did a PSA this last weekend for Lions Pride Tavern because he's not feeling his best. So
he's got to stop being sick.
Buddy. Get well.
Being sick is bad.
Well, it's not even so much sick. It's got a bad. He's got a bad foot or leg. It's not healing up well. So, you know, he's. Heal up, buddy. We need you to heal.
On air
production meeting.
Damn right.
We got to get our stuff together. I would love to do Tiny Tina again tomorrow night. I think that would be fabulous. I do have some things, but I should be back.
You have Power Wash Simulator?
I do not have Power Wash Simulator.
Dude, if you got Power Wash Simulator, we could clean some shit together. That'd be awesome.
Me on my stream and you on yours? Because it's not a two-person game.
No, it is.
What?
Oh, yeah. You get four people together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me pop this sucker open right now.
That's crazy.
Let's pop it open. It's actually Square Enix, too, so that's kind of funny.
That is funny.
The Warhammer 40,000 is a special pack.
I have got so many different little... I was just going through my list here quick.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, we've done Who's Your Daddy? We did that one. We've done Phasmophobia. And Ainsley is all big on us doing another Phasmophobia run.
Yeah, I think we definitely should. That could be a fun off night Friday night stream.
Something like that. And I think maybe we should pick up... I heard Subnautica was really good.
Subnautica. What's that about?
Another jump scare, from what I understand. So,
oh.
Only it's underwater.
Why does everyone want me to die?
I don't know. I loved it when we brought Draco in for Phasmophobia, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not quite sure what happened the last time we.
The problem with
Ainsley, though.
The problem with Draco is his work schedule.
Yeah, he really does work some crazy hours now. But he's an adult now. He officially adulted up.
Yeah, but still. He's a poopy head.
He's a poopy
head. He's my poopy head, but he's a poopy head.
I love playing with Draco. I think he's good. He's good fun.
Yeah. He is. But yeah, if we were going to do a Phasmophobia with him,
yes,
it would have to be like a Monday or Tuesday night right now.
Monday or Tuesday night. And those are, well, we could do Tuesday nights, I guess. We could make an exception for our Tuesday night run. That would be okay. Yeah. I like it when we get, we even had Marion playing with us this week. We've got people just drop in on us.
They should.
I'm glad they do.
If you guys ever see us in Discord, in either mine or wherever.
And check out Twitch. If we're streaming, we're playing.
Yeah. Which is about every
drop
night.
Drop in. It'll be fun. I swear to God, it'll be fun.
Every night.
I'm trying to see if I have any oddball two-player games. I'm going to get a little dig here at Fafford. Wanted me to get Dinkum and play it, and then they never played it again.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Did you ever get it, though?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I did get it. It's a weird little farming... It's... Yeah. I will go play Stardew.
Stardew Valley?
Instead. Yeah. I like playing Stardew. There's actually a point to it, believe it or not. You got to figure it out, because I'm like, what is the point here? Is there an end game? I mean, I like things with an end game. I want to know where I'm going, mostly. So, yeah. I've gotten a couple of duds in my game list. Friday the 13th, the killer puzzle? No, I don't like that one at all. In fact, I should just, block it. It's pretty stupid. Did not enjoy. I've got, what is this one? This is one. It's called Northgard Strategy Game. Based on Norse mythology. Multiplayer. Fun. I don't know. A few years old now, so. All kinds of stuff. My son will put me on one every now and then. He's like, hey, you should probably pick this up. I'm like, okay. But he's the king of the Humble Bundle, too. So.
My son wants us to play Helldivers.
Oh, man. Helldivers is not like a $40 game or something. Maybe more.
Let's see. Helldivers.
Look it up.
I gotta put my birthday in here.
Is this not? Wait a minute. I'm gonna look that up too because it's really, isn't that
Whoa! Mute that shit. $40.
Yeah, $40. Because we want the new edition, right? This is the new.
Well, $60 for the Super Citizen Edition.
The Super Citizen Edition. You know, you're old when you got to run that scroll wheel like it's a roulette.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I'm trying to find my birthday. That's great.
Everyone's like, oh, you'll love this game. It's all about democracy. It's like, you know,
no.
I love America, but we're a republic, not a democracy.
Yeah, they even when they say it, they call it democracy, keeping democracy safe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's an FPS, right? I mean,
I don't know. Actually, I think it's third person.
I don't know.
I remember
I'm getting Master Chief vibes off the one dude for sure.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll
look into it. Can they make it like Galaxy Quest? I would play it that way. I don't know. I've seen the previews a little bit.
My son has one of those like anime like vamp sticks as like his PFP. What the hell? I'm gonna have to talk to my son.
We'll see. I won't like completely. What would be, you know, like a little red versus blue? That'd be up my alley.
Red versus blue was funny.
Oh yeah, that was great fun. That kind of old. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know. We won't count it out. Let's put it that way. Everybody's playing Helldivers right now. Last of Us might be kind of fun. I don't know. But I'm getting cheap in my old age.
It's like,
I don't want to pay $70 for a game. I mean, I get inflation and everything, but I'm really starting to feel old when it's $70 a game.
You know, you say that, and I just spent a whole bunch of money on the upcoming Final Fantasy.
I know you did. You dropped like the big bucks on the big box of goodies.
Yeah. Hopefully they hurry up and send me the statues I bought, damn it.
You're going to put pictures of those in the Discord, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I have to live vicariously through others. The only thing I have that was, I have some of the Star Wars, you know, statues that came out, but not like the big high dollar ones, the littler ones. But I remember when the Warcraft movie came out.
Yeah.
I have pretty much the entire set of those here.
Oh, nice.
They're like, they're just my little guys, man. I just love them. They just hang out with me. And then the best deal was I got them on sale. Like, yay! So I paid like $7 a piece for them. I forget what they were. I think they were like a 20-some before originally. Did I keep the boxes? No. You know why? Because they were mass-produced. Do I enjoy them? Yes.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So if you enjoy something, play it. Get it. You know, it's not going to change anything. You know what? And maybe when we die, our kids will just go, what the hell? Put them in a box and ship them to Goodwill. Do I care? No, because I'm dead. I don't care.
That would be sad.
Well, be sad.
You better hold on to this in remembrance of me.
Are you kidding? Okay. I told my kids flat out. We're really all over the place tonight. I told my kids flat out. I said, I'm going to get cremated. Decision's been made, and do not go put me in some plot of land and waste real estate. you're wasting real estate. I know this. People only come back for so long, and then they stop coming back.
I can't take credit for this.
Okay.
But I read something, and I really want this to happen at my funeral.
Goes the Weasel?
No. I want Oompa Loompas to come in and do a song and dance, singing about the stupid way that I died. Oompa. Oompa. Oompa.
You are not going to die, stupid. You're going to be like the rest of us and just die of old age.
What do you do if you eat lots of cheese? It eventually brings you to your knees. Clogged up in your colon, you cannot...
I'm thinking you should probably have them do something on bourbon because that seems like your natural way to go.
No.
Maybe get a bad batch of bourbon.
It would have to be a bad batch of bourbon because I really don't drink in excess. I drink like...
You sip. That's the way it's meant to be.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I got a buzz.
Yeah, it's just... It's relaxing, right?
Well, yeah, it's tasty and it's nice. And My taste buds are weird right now. Everything's been really sweet lately. Like things that aren't usually sweet. Just like, cool, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, have you if you've cut sugar out of your diet when you do eat something that's...
Oh, right now I haven't been on no diet. So yeah, there's plenty of sugar in the diet, but thank you for trying.
Okay. I just tried. I thought I'd go there with you. I'm sorry.
Appreciate
just went there.
You made me feel better.
Oh yes. Yes. I'm glad I could do that for you. Glad I could be there for you, buddy. Love it.
Oh, yes. Those of you who listen to the stream, let us know. How does the new mic sound? I've got a new mic today, so.
Yeah, it's very clear. I should be the one getting a new mic.
No, yours always sounded clear. I'd been listening to other podcasters, and like I would listen to ours. And you're always your own worst critic, so you don't always like the way you sound. But yes. I always thought that I sounded a little muffled. So hopefully this will be better.
Well, through my ears tonight, you sound very clear, very crisp. It's very nice.
Super fantastic. Does it do Sean justice? That's the question.
Oh, yeah. It just definitely still sounds like Sean. Don't worry about that.
That's important.
Love it. I miss Sean Connery.
Ah, shame.
It's a true gem.
Yeah. There's been a lot of good ones. They get old. They get old. Yeah,
everybody gets old eventually. It's just part of life. I've accepted that recently. I had to accept that. One day I just woke up and went, damn, I'm old.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, this year alone.
And we
Richard
lost
Lewis, Toby Keith.
Yeah. I forgot about Richard Lewis.
Carl Weathers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to read to the ones that I remember. Like so many of these I don't even know. I feel bad. Not really.
I do, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, Toby Keith was a shocker to me. I didn't realize he had been ill, but, you know, I love this bar. He was... I'm not a huge country fan, but Toby Keith I liked. There are certain country stars that I truly enjoy. I used to enjoy Brooks and Dunn. Shh, don't tell anybody. Well, friend, what else have we got to cover tonight?
Our asses.
Yeah, we got to cover our asses. Cover your assets. I mean, well, yeah.
We went, what, 2 months without one? And so, yeah, no, we got to get back in the swing of things, get them out bi-weekly.
Yep, we are going to do our best to do that, even with summer coming, because, you know... We do like to do things. We do travel.
Yeah.
We do stuff. The good news is
passport.
But we usually record, though, during the week, so that's the good news.
Yeah, Tuesday night, staying up a little late.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, well, depending on what we're doing. You know, we get it done, try to get it out to you guys, and usually I try to get them out for the general populace so that it's out by the weekend, you know, release it on Friday. So you guys got something to do on the weekend. Or, you know, you save it for Monday and you listen to it at work. I don't know. It's up to you, man.
Monday.
Yeah. Well, that's like just your opinion, man. Like your opinion, man.
Yeah. Everyone has. Well, we're not going back over that one because that was awesome last week.
Oh, my God.
You know how many times I've gotten, yours is the prettiest.
Yeah.
Just once, but, you know, still, that was more than none.
But yours is the prettiest, yep. But that was...
Mine's the prettiest.
It's kind of the way it goes. If you haven't heard it, go back, listen to it. Pure Govan. Pure Govan. Love it.
I don't think before I speak. I want to be just as surprised as everybody else.
And I'm always surprised, without a doubt. Always surprised.
Yeah.
So with that, let's kind of wrap up what we're doing here. We've got your schedule. Sure. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're doing Mythics.
Wow.
Or it's WoW, period. Some form Monday. Of WoW. Sundays
of
and
WoW.
Mondays are Mythics for sure. Mythic Pluses.
Just.
Tuesdays, it could be, It could be any of the WoW versions, though we're not doing SOD.
Yet. We're not ruling it out. We just haven't tried it yet.
I believe I have a tune over there, too. So just fair warning.
Okay. Well, you need to let me know. Well, I'll let you know.
If you decide to do that, please check it out with me.
You don't want me to make you a sod person by not being in the same server? I'm sorry.
Sod. I don't know, man. Everybody keeps telling me to go play it. It's kind of like me going back and playing Classic right now. I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
There's something nice.
I did it for a while and it was comforting, and then all of a sudden I went, why am I doing this again? No, thank you. I'm going back over to the other side.
There is something nice about, you know, the going through and, you know, the struggle being there, you know? Yeah. And because there's no struggle in retail leveling, but yeah, so it, no. You know, there's a little nice, and you know, like I was doing it with Tum Tum Wiggle in Ainsley, and yeah, meeting new people and rekindling interests, you know, of old. So it was nice.
Well, we'll play hardcore together, see if I can survive it.
Gonna get Bricko.
We'll talk to Bricko. Hopefully, Bricko, you know, will listen to this.
If we were doing hardcore and he wasn't there with us.
Yeah, and he needs to get his keister over and play hardcore with
us. We're in Skull Rock.
Yes, we're over in Skull Rock.
Because it's a Fraggle Rock.
And he'd totally get the reference.
Down in Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. So there we go. We'll get Bricko involved and we'll make it. Oh, I was going to say a threesome, but that's not quite right either.
Oh, jeez. Because Ainsley would be there. It would clearly
Ainsley
be
would be there, too. And we'd probably, maybe we get Kyla in there. I haven't talked to Kyla in a million years. You know, we're both knee-deep in school and whatnot right now. So
yes.
I can't wait for school to be out.
It's so funny. You guys are off of work when Bricko's busy and Bricko.
I know. It is so awkward. And he comes home just beat, so.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Seriously. Love him to death. Know that he works his butt off. So, when you don't hear him, feel a little bad for him because he's working hard. He's a really hardworking guy. We like
You'll
to harass him.
You'll hear him at the end of the podcast, we promise.
Yeah, I have kept him in the outro because I need him to show back up here and help us out every now and then. I want to hear about SOD. I want to know what he's doing. I want to get a little caught up. So, Bricko, yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm probably in your left ear right about now. Give us a jingle. Let's do this.
Jingle all the way.
Hey.
What?
All right. Let's call it.
Is it that time again?
It's that time again, Sean.
Get a little scotch in you.
There you go. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you in game.
Bye bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Go away, Craig, you useless prick.
We want to thank you for taking the time and listening to our show this week. I hope you had as much fun listening as we did recording it. Please feel free to reach out to us on X/Twitter or Twitch. If you see us streaming, come in and join the conversation. If you have any suggestions for new games to play or modes to play in the games that we already play, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And until then, you can find us on Twitter at The Third Faction, at 3RD Faction Show, or at Miss Listra, that's MSLISTRA, or at Bricko Stud, or Mr. Govan at RP Gamer for Life. For other links on where to find us, visit the website at www.thethirdfaction.com, where you'll find the link to the Discord. Come and join us. You can email the show at thethirdfactionshow@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thethirdfactionshow, all spelled out. And we will always be free, but your support does help us cover the costs and will enable us to bring you more. You can also leave us a review on your chosen podcast platform at www.bonusroll.gg/directory. If you don't want to leave a review, the very best thing you can do is tell your friends about us. We stand with the employees of Activision Blizzard King and their demands, and Abusive Gaming. All gaming.
Remember, be kind to yourselves and each other. Love y'all.
Until next time, stay healthy, happy, and if necessary, tipsy. Get a little scotch in ya. Thank you.